Hello, hello, hello. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Playing bass right there, the one and only Alex Clark.
That's right, baby.
There we go. There we go. Hey, Porkchop, unmute Alex's mic because our other mic's broken, so she's using yours. What was that, Alex? I want to hear you say that again.
That's right, baby.
Aw, yeah. Playing drums, always stomping her feet to the beat. Liv the Web Girl, good morning.
Good morning.
And the man behind the triangle. You don't hear it often in our songs. Producer Porkchop, let me hear that cling.
Cling.
Oh, man, we're sounding good this morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. We love you so much. Thank you for listening. And that's me right there doing the riff. All right, hey, this right here, I kind of feel bad, but then again, it's Tracy Morgan, he's a celebrity, and he'll be fine. I want to know, 833-JOE-ALEX, how fast did it get broken? 15 minutes is what it took for Tracy Morgan to have somebody hit his $1.5 million Bugatti. He just drove it off the dealership lot. It's some lady in a $25,000 Honda Accord. I'm not making fun of a Honda Accord. That's a nice vehicle. But my point is, though, you have this brand new, stupidly priced $1.5 million vehicle you're driving, and somebody in like a little car, a little Honda Accord, sorry about that. I didn't mean to scrape the side of it.
I just can't stop thinking about that little lizard in the vine. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I can't stop thinking about that.
That's what Tracy Morgan was doing. I guess he was kind of mad, but he ended up being okay. His car, obviously they're going to have to do some work to it. But man, $1.5 million you just drop on that. And within 15 minutes, it's broken. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. How fast did it get broken?
I had a windshield replaced on my car, and a week later, it was like a little pebble or something on the road, cracked it, so I had to get it replaced. The next week, I was driving on the interstate, and this freaking spark plug comes up out of nowhere, cracks my windshield, lands in my windshield wiper crevice, so I was able to reach out my window
grab it
and see what it was. I'm like, what the heck is this? It was a spark plug from somebody's car. I don't know how that happens. And so anyway, I have been driving around with a cracked windshield since last September. It is going to be a year probably by the time I get it fixed, just because I've been lazy and I've been so mad, and it's the principle of it. I had just gotten it replaced, and then it cracked again a week later. So I was like, you know what? No. So I've just been suffering.
Mine wasn't as expensive as that, but I had a flat tire. I got a nail that I ran over and they had to replace it. Luckily, I had coverage on it, so it was like 15, 20 bucks to get a new tire. But it's the time that you're wasted there, the fact that you have to change the flat and put it on there.
Worst.
Yeah, well, guess what? I kid you not, a mile after leaving, I got another flat because something in the road. Not because they gave me a bad tire, but I got another flat tire a mile away from the tire shop.
There's nothing worse than being in a tire store for hours.
They do have sometimes good snacks, though, and coffee. It just depends. Liv the Web Girl, you have this happen?
Yeah, my cousin bought a brand new Jeep, and she drove it straight from the lot to our house to come show us. And she was letting me drive it, like, on the street. So she parked it, and I was, like, pulling out of the street, like, off the street, the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrecked into my neighbor's mailbox, like, with her window.
Oh,
and it knocked her rearview mirror off, and it knocked her neighbor's mailbox off. And she had just come from the brand new car lot.
What do you say when that happens?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I kind of laughed at first.
I
obviously feel bad. But our neighbor was like really nice and told us like to not worry about the mailbox at all. They were wanting to get a new mailbox anyways. And so like did not have to worry about the cost of anything like that.
That poor lady.
Oh, 833-JOE-ALEX. How fast did it get broken? Let's kick things off with Yvette. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What got broken?
Hey, so, I had, recently totaled my car, so I had to get a new one. And before I even made my first payment on the new car, I was at my mom's house and a tree branch fell on it.
Like how big of a tree branch? Are we talking like a little scratch or did it bend the car in half?
No, it dented like the hood because it fell on the hood. So it dented the hood, definitely cracked the paint. And I was actually going out of town the next day. I was going out of the country and I really couldn't even do anything about it until I got back.
God, that sucks. How much damage was it?
It was about $2,000 worth.
Oh, gosh, just get a whole new car.
Yeah, I know. It's like, can we trade this in, please? Or just give me somebody else's hood? Yvette, thank you for kicking things off here on the Joe and Alex Show. We're kind of sticking, looks like, with a car theme. Is this Patrice?
Yes.
Hey, what happened with your car?
Well, I just paid it off, and about a month later, a girl was coming, pulling out of the gas station to beat a light, and I end up T-boning her, and both airbags just deployed, so it was a total.
Oh, my God. That sucks, because wasn't that the greatest feeling? I've paid off my car once, and I'm about to pay off my other car.
I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have extra money. I might be able to get a new car so I can have two cars. Nope.
Did you bawl your eyes out?
I bawled. It was so bad to the point where when the officer, like, started my car up to move, I was like, oh, yes, it still works. I can still drive it.
Oh, bless your heart.
It's fine.
He's like, no, ma'am, it's total. He said, your airbag's deployed. My windshield was cracked. He was like, it's total. I'm like, no, but it still drives.
You're like, it's cool. I got a foam pad. I'll be okay.
I appreciate your positivity and your way of seeing the glass half full with that kind of a thing.
Oh, yes. I just cried the next day.
All right, Patrice, thank you for calling into the Joan Alex Show. If you've ever paid something off, like whether it's a vehicle or anything, it is. You feel like king of the world. It feels so great. Then just to have that T-bone, gosh, that sucks. Felicia, you're on the Joan Alex Show. Thanks for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. So what was it for you that was broken kind of fast?
Just like you, but it was 3 tires in 1 week.
You had 3 flat tires in 1 week?
It was the exact same tire.
Can I just ask if you live in Indianapolis or Houston?
I live in Houston.
Interesting. Okay, because how bad are the roads there? Because where we broadcast out of in Indianapolis, they are so bad. I have gone through multiple sets of tires within a span of a few months here.
Oh, well, we are under constant construction, so there's always something going on. Always.
See, we have more in common than you think.
It was constant.
I feel your pain on that.
Dang, I thought maybe it was a crazy ex-boyfriend or a girlfriend at first, but sounds like some bad roads. Let's wrap things up with Carolyn. You're on the Joe and Alex Show, and a lot of people today are having issues with things breaking fast that were their cars. What was it for you?
So I got rear-ended, took my car to the dealer to get fixed. The day that I picked it up, I was leaving work, and we had to, like, back up. It was a weird driveway thing, and I got hit by the landscaping, like, trailer. Again, so then I had to take my car back to the dealer.
Were they like, what's wrong, Carolyn? We just saw you. Like, look.
Yeah. They're like, I was like, you will not believe what just happened.
Gosh, I mean, your car, though, had to smell really nice and fresh and clean by the time they were done with it, so that's a plus.
Right, yeah, like, twice they cleaned it all.
There you go. See, she got to look on the positive side. Hey, Carolyn, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
You know what this reminds me of? I'm trying to show you something. Did you guys see the viral video of the car that goes through a car wash and then right after falls off a ledge?
No. I've seen a video where the guy goes into, like, get his car wash, he opens his door real quick, and then, like, the automatic machines just, like, rip his door off.
I just think it's ironic that this guy hasn't... Look, Alex. A guy has a nice, new, clean car, literally drives right off, like, a 10-foot ledge.
All right, we're on the radio, so I'm trying to, like, paint the picture. Let me see it real quick so I can try to paint it to people. Okay, this guy in this video, Pork Chop, why don't we put this up as a swipe-up thing so people can see it on our Instagram? He's driving, he turns, not hard enough. And, oh, my God! Oh, my, and he hits a fire hydrant!
The funny part is that he just came out of a car wash.
Listen, if you're listening to the radio or a podcast, you're like, this makes no damn sense. I agree with you, but this is another reason. Can we just put a swipe up link to that? Like, if there's something cool. Pork Chop or Liv, please put that up there on our Instagram. I want you to go see it right now and follow the Joe and Alex Show. It's at Joe and Alex Show.